Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Mike.
Good. A lovely fall, I hope, in Georgia. We've got an interesting abstract today. We're going to talk about the coronary syndrome and EKGs. Specifically, the abstract that you're going to look at asks the question, is the risk of acute coronary syndrome lower in adults with a normal EKG performed during the presence of chest pain? Sort of one of those things that we never really think about, but it's an obvious question, huh?
Yeah, it is, and it's certainly something that I was taught, that if a patient is having, you know, you're evaluating them in the ER or even in your office with chest pain and you get an EKG and they're actually having pain while you're doing the EKG and the EKG is normal, then surely that must affect the likelihood that they have acute coronary syndrome and make it much less likely. But we were all taught that. It makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
But even with things that make perfect sense, it's always helpful to actually test it out. And in this study, which was in academic emergency medicine, the investigators found 387 adults who came to the ER with a chief complaint of chest pain that was suspicious for acute coronary syndrome. I mean, these weren't people that had chest pain because, you know, they had just been in a car accident or something like that. All patients had an initial EKG that was interpreted as normal, and then they underwent the standard evaluation. There was something about their presentation that made people say, EKG is normal, but I'm still concerned about ACS. They all had serial troponins over about 6 hours, and about a quarter of the patients had a history of heart disease, so that's probably why a lot of them continued to get a workup. Right. And their age range was 25 to 90 years, and so a lot of much older patients probably also, given the high pretest probability, continued to have the workup. Two physicians who were masked to the patient outcomes, who didn't know whether they had ACS or not, independently interpreted those initial EKGs performed in the ER and then made a call that they were either normal or abnormal. If they disagreed, they got a third doc in there to smooth over that difference and come to consensus. At the time of the initial EKG, a third of patients had no chest pain, and two-thirds did have active pain. The groups were similar in age, sex, cardiac risk factors, and known coronary artery disease. Of the total study group, 17% were diagnosed with acute coronary syndrome. So just under 1 in 5 actually did have ACS, even though they initially had what was read as a normal EKG. But the presence or absence of chest pain during the acquisition of the EKG didn't predict the final diagnosis. Of those without chest pain, 16% had ACS compared to 20% with chest pain, and that wasn't statistically or really clinically significant.
Mark, what was the gold standard for ACS?
That was a final sort of the standard criteria involving a combination of EKG, the troponins, and the clinical presentation that was adjudicated by somebody who was blinded to the findings.
Very interesting. It's worth mentioning, I think, this is a high-risk group of people where the prior probability isn't just baseline. As you say, they're people that I assume that they excluded the, you know, GERDs and the motor vehicle accidents, as you're saying. So it may be even lower if you look at all comers.
Yeah, 17% is probably pretty typical for some ERs, though. Certainly in the outpatient primary care setting, it's probably closer to 2 or 3%. That have acute coronary syndrome. So, yeah, it would be much lower. But I guess it just tells us that we really can't rely on the absence of abnormal findings on an EKG in the presence of chest pain to rule out acute coronary syndrome, particularly in higher-risk patients.
But we're not ready to say that it isn't worth doing. It isn't diagnostic.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. That's correct. That's correct.
Well, good. Very interesting article. Thanks for bringing us up to date on this, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, see you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.